Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
A big thank you to our sponsors for this week. They are Caldrea. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you buy online at Caldrea.com. Hammett. Visit Hammett.com and chat with their team. Mention House of Kim to get a complimentary gift. And BetOnline. Visit BetOnline.ag and use promo code Podcast1 for your sign-up bonus. Be sure to check out these episodes notes for more information on our amazing sponsors.
Podcast One presents House of Kim with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Join Kim, her husband, and six children as she shares her journey to success and the positive mentality that brought her there. Come on in and make yourself at home. Now, here's your host, Kim Zolciak Bierman.
Welcome to House of Kim, you guys. What's poppin'? A big podcast today. Lots to talk about. A lot going on in the world. Interested to hear your thoughts, your views on things. You can always email kim@kimzolciak.com. We have some positive things like Salty K and KJ's report card. And then we'll get into the stuff that's kind of taking place in the world today. What's up, love?
Not much. My mic was off.
Oh,
I'm here, everyone.
Okay, way to go, buddy. No, I can't think in the heat. Like, it's hot up here. I think they left the door open or something, so it's very hot in here. And you guys, I'm claustrophobic, as you know, but when I'm hot,
it adds to
it. Adds to it, to where I feel like I can't breathe. So anyways, okay, what should we talk about first, babe?
Whatever, doesn't matter to me.
Let's talk about more of the positive things first. How about that?
Well, and we're gonna take a positive, as positive approach as we can to
right.
to the terrible situation that's we're facing. So
right,
because that's what we do. You gotta, you know, when you're faced
gotta
with
remain positive
and horrible things and negative things, you gotta find the positive in them for it to be positive change. You know,
you have to.
Yeah. So
let's jump into Salty K. You guys, thank you so much for your support. We are almost completely sold out. We were sold out of many items day one.
Which is a blessing and a curse in the same sense. We got a lot of people that have signed up for that wait list.
And we will not be restocking those specific colors. We have a lot. I am dropping in the next couple weeks 5 more designs with some really amazing fabrics in full bottoms and that kind of thing. So, and then we'll be restocking and doing fun colors. But the lime floral that sold out in minutes, my daughters were like, when I kind of thought of this design and we kind of drew it out and that kind of thing. My girls were like, no. Well, guess what? They both, it's their favorite as well. So anyways, I wanted to thank you guys so much for your support. Lots of questions on plus size. I'm working on plus size. I am aware that a size 12 is not classified as plus size. I wasn't aware that there was such a demand, to be honest. And so we are working on it. I'm very excited about it. And we'll keep you guys updated on that as well.
There's still some fantastic, they're all fantastic suits, fantastic cuts, styles, colors. So if
we go up to extra large, yeah, we're not fully sold out on some of the items. We go up to extra large. A lot of the bottoms, you guys, the boardwalk bottom, can be expanded into more of a Brazilian cut, instead of it being shown in a thong, which it's being shown in. The white one-piece bathing suit, lots of questions on that. It is not transparent when wet, and it's double-lined luxury Italian fabric that is very thick and keeps everything in. I'm sure you saw me jumping around on my kid's trampoline in it. Really, really great.
Bathing suits.
I do too.
I love them.
I do too, especially when you're like, you're nice and tan. But so the bottoms do expand. I'm showing them in a thong version. We guess we should have probably showed it also in a a wider version or expanded. Yeah. Also, you guys, a lot of comments about my thin models. I think all women are beautiful. Salty K is to empower women of all shapes and sizes, and that's what we're working on. And my options were very limited due to COVID. We were not able to do the photo shoot in Los Angeles like we planned. It was done in Bali, and everybody had left due to COVID. So there was models that there's only a few models that were left, and I think they're beautiful. It has nothing to do with, you know, nobody has curves and nobody has this. This photo shoot was done in March and end of March, and otherwise there wouldn't have been any pictures for you guys to see on the website. So
yeah, and if you have purchased one and you're a curvier lady out there, please take a picture in it. Tag us.
Salty Babe, hashtag Salty Babe on Instagram, and your picture might appear on our page.
And you can be a Salty Babe model.
Yes. I'm looking for models for the new collection coming out in August. And so feel free to email kim@kimzolciak.com. And you can be located anywhere, by the way. Okay.
Have you had fun doing this, babe?
It's my passion. Yeah, I eat, live, sleep, and breathe bathing suits. I do it all day, every day. I have a Luxe line coming out. I have a children's line, very detailed and amazing children's line coming out. And we also have some of Kaya's. Kaya's our model. Croy did the videos on Friday, by the way.
Don't make fun of me. I'm not a photographer.
He did a great job.
Disclaimer.
He did a great job. We realized, oh my gosh, we don't have any pictures of anybody in the kids' bathing suit. It's a mommy and me. It doesn't have to be, but it's a mommy and me suit. And it's really, really cute. It has a kind of a bow on the bottom and then a bow on your shoulders as well. And we're like, oh my gosh. So Kaya did this modeling, which she loves to do anyway, and they did a great job. But we just did that on Friday to get it on the website for you guys. I love my web designers. I think they did such an incredible job. My husband, it would have not been possible without my husband. He is, you guys, UPC codes to just warehouse. I mean, I just think of suits and I'm creative in the mind and all that stuff, but that's it. And Croy has done literally everything else with our web designers and with our warehousing, shipping. And I mean, it's unbelievable to me. He's not giving me enough attention because he's been doing that for so long. So I got mad at him yesterday because he was on the computer 14 hours.
Yeah.
Caldrea is a consciously crafted home and body care brand that combines thoughtful ingredients with delectable scents, making caring for ourselves and our home a beautiful experience. Let's be honest, you guys. We have been washing our hands a ton. It's not glamorous, and it definitely leads to dry hands. Caldrea can make this way more enjoyable. Caldrea's line of hand care products include both hand soaps and moisturizing lotions that are incredibly effective, thoughtfully formulated, and smell divine. Available in indulgent scents like ginger, pomelo, and basil blue sage, you'll reach for these products, trust me, over and over again. These are my absolute favorite scents, you guys, and you know I get headaches from everything. They're a really clean, fresh smelling hand lotion and hand soap. Anyhow, you guys can get free shipping on your orders of $50 or more when you buy online at caldrea.com. That's caldrea.com. Visit caldrea.com and add wonder to your washing.
I love it though. That's me. That's, you know, I've always enjoyed numbers and web design and that part of like the nuts and bolts of things. Like that's me. I'm very hands-on. I'm very analytical, and we got the dynamic duo over here, everybody. I mean, we got the designer and the nuts and bolts.
Not yesterday. I was pissed.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm just kidding. Anyways, he also was able to get the Salty K Instagram and Facebook and all that good stuff. So, you know, I just have a very, very creative mind and an eye for things, I feel like. And then that's the creative side of me. And then Croy, I don't have the patience to sit in front of a computer. In fact, I get like annoyed typing emails and like I just – yeah, so I'm more of a creative person and Croy's more of like a numbers guy per se. So anyways.
But some of the stuff that she is working on, you guys, I'm just excited for our fans and for people who love swimwear to follow.
And women, for the women that have bigger tatas like me and double D's and triple D's and knees and all that good stuff, I have lots of support coming out as well in some of these suits. So support, but yet still cut sexy, if that makes sense. I don't want it to be like, I don't like full bras. I only like demi cups, if that gives you guys an idea. So I like demi cups in a double D or whatever. So it's going to be similar to that instead of having like complete full coverage, because I think it can make you look top heavy.
Yeah.
So anyways.
excited. Our customers are going to grow with us as we grow. You guys, there are some incredible things coming in the next 12 months. It just building companies and building product and understanding and not understanding, but just the time it takes to get things developed and shipped. It takes time. So, but you guys are going to be blown away in what's coming and what's going to continue to come even after 12 months. But in the next 12 months.
For the kids' suits, by the way, as well, you guys, they start at a size 4 right now. We're going to be going down to 0 to 6 months, all the way up to 12 in the future. But for now, we're doing size. We have size 4, 6, 7, 8.
Yep.
And so we're sold out, I think. I think we have 4 left in one size and only a couple left in each of the other sizes, and that's it. Anyways, so I wanted to thank you guys so much for your support, your positive comments, and you know, I really thank you guys for that. It was really fun to be able to launch something that I've been working on for over a year. So
yeah.
Anyways,
they should feel blessed to have your style, fashion, and mind, creative mind. People can have access to that. You know, now they get access to it. So. It's a one of a kind, you guys. It's only her mind and her designs and what she sees, and so that's it. The colors, yep. The patterns,
the fabric is amazing. I can't wait to hear what you guys think. It was. I'm so excited. So, anyways, KJ's 9. I got a couple of things with KJ. KJ's 9. I can't believe it. Can you believe that KJ is 9? You guys all were there when I had him. I didn't let anybody film or, you know, on RHOA the actual birth because I feel like that's so incredibly personal between my husband and I. But everything else right before up till right when I pushed and then right when he was, you know, here. I've had baby fever very, very, very bad. Yesterday I didn't, but the last 10 days, very, very bad. Okay, just so you know. And... maybe because KJ's birthday, I don't know, but he's 9. He's amazing. He's the most tender-hearted, loving, smartest boy on the planet. He's just, he fucking amazes me. I know all of our children amaze us, right? And I don't know if it's because he's my firstborn son or what, but he melts me.
I think it's in his DNA, right? Because, I mean, we're raising... the 4 littles the exact same way, right? They all follow the same rules. They all eat the same meals. They all have the same bedtime. Pretty, you know, like they're all being raised the same. But KJ, it's ingrained in his heart, I think, or in his DNA to be like he tries so hard to do everything right. Cash doesn't try as hard, right? Like if he doesn't get it, he's like, oh, fuck it, whatever. Let me go do something else. Or KJ
that's,
will
KJ
stick
got
it.
That. I think I know, for but, you, but Cash got it for me. Like, oh, fuck
but
it,
it's
whatever.
It's we've talked about this before. Kids are who they are. It's yep. just. It's in his DNA.
My
it's
boss
in his...
told me that
yeah.
years ago.
Yeah.
He said, Kim, sorry to interrupt you, babe.
No, keep going. Yeah.
Kids are who they are when they're born, Kim.
Yeah.
He's very, very successful. Mm-hmm. He has a boy and 2 girls. And he said, they are who they are when they're born. And I'm like, are you crazy? Like, I thought he was nuts. He's right. Right on. But right. Go ahead.
No, I mean, that's all I was saying. He wants to do his best at everything. If he
everything.
Doesn't, he'll just do it and do it and do it until he's either
Croy.
Worn out.
Croy. It's the mind of an athlete, I believe. The mind of an athlete. The only thing that I do push myself on is running. But like Croy, you know, if he writes an email to somebody, he fucking rereads it and edits it for like an hour. I'm like, bro, hit fucking send. Who cares? You know, like I'm more like Cash, except unless I'm running. I've been running so much and anyways, I've just been pushing myself a little bit too much. My body's so sore, but I'll push myself in that regard, which I tend to see Cash do. But KJ, schoolwork, he does a Peloton with Croy a lot while I run. He will draw something. He will...
scooter tricks.
Scooter, I was just going to say scooter tricks little, until he can master it. And
his jumps and flips.
He's a little bit more cautious. Cash has no fear, which is a good and a bad thing. KJ might have a little bit too much. And then once Croy kind of encourages him to try things, I'm with KJ. Like KJ's literally half me, half Croy. And Croy will be like, come on, KJ, just try it. I'm like, just leave him alone. He doesn't need to jump the damn ramp, you know? But then he does it and he loves it. And so he's definitely growing. But he got his report card last night and I was on the computer and trying, you know, drawing out some more bathing suits and having so much fun with one of the women that I'm working with designing these suits. And we talk all day, every day, but we tend to talk more at night. So I was kind of responding to her, and we were just going back and forth on suits and designs, and oh, I'm so excited. But KJ's like, "Mom, did you see my report card?" And I was like, "No, baby, I didn't see it." And he's like, comes to the front of my desk. He's like, all A's, baby. And I was like, "Really, KJ? Good job." Like, nothing. It was great, right? So I said, "Oh, let me see." So I said, "You have to get my glasses because I can't see at this hour, like for sure." So he went to my bathroom and he came back into my office with my glasses on. And I said, "You look like Dean Cain, like Superman." He was so cute. And so he gave me his report card. And the principal of the school wrote, "What a quiet leader." Every teacher writes something under the report card, right? So majority of them.
They do kind of, they have their homeroom where they get a lot of their stuff done, but then they go to like extracurricular stuff,
right?
They have Spanish class,
gym, that kind
PE,
of thing, yeah.
Yeah, like, so they do leave their classroom a little bit, but they interact with, like, I think maybe 5 or 6 different teachers,
right,
throughout the week.
At Hammett, we believe that the perfect handbag embodies both fashion and functionality. We search for the world's softest leather and most durable hardware, combining them to create fresh designs that make everyday life a little bit easier and a whole lot more polished. Every bag or wallet is crafted with intention. From versatility to removable straps and cell phone pockets, we design details that surprise and delight. And we don't stop at incredible designs and high-quality material. We do everything we possibly can to put our customers first, especially with a lifetime promise that ensures your zippers and straps will stay dependable forever. I'm obsessed with my bag, you guys. Absolutely obsessed. One for me, my girls, and even Kaya. Their soft leather handbags are just unbelievable. Their designer isn't even 30, and she's already won a Design Excellence Award for these bags. They're wearable for tons of different occasions when it comes time to date night or festivals or wedding. Any style for every taste and purpose, whether you want a work tote or a mini crossbody for errands. Product is available at Hammett.com. That's Hammitt.com. Chat their team and mention you heard about Hammett on our podcast, and they'll include a complimentary gift with your order. And let me tell you, they give incredible gifts, like a leather card holder and pouches that you'll actually use every single day. So I was going to read it verbatim, but I decided not to, keep it private for KJ, because then I'll probably cry if I was to read it. So I'm just going to describe it. But the principal was like, you're such a leader, a quiet leader. And, you know, I'm so proud of you. And this other teacher again said, you're such a leader in the classroom. I can put you with any student and you always are willing to work with them and do a great job. You give everything your all. The Spanish teachers, because KJ speaks fluent Spanish, thank you so much for, you know, helping me always in Spanish class, and working so well with others. You're such a leader. Everyone was a leader. That's my goal in life, is to raise really good-hearted children who are leaders, who believe in themselves. That's a big thing that I always want to encourage my kids to really be who they are. I feel like, you know, a lot of the parents that want their kids, like, because Corey's an NFL player, do you want one of your boys to be an NFL player? Corey's like, I really don't care. I want my kids to do whatever makes them happy. We're all put on this planet to do different things. And when you find your passion, you'll feel like me. Like, it's exhilarating. I feel like bathing suits are one of my many passions, and I can do it all day, all night. I'm tired because I'm up till 2 o'clock in the morning talking on the phone and drawing and doing all these things. So it's really fun, and we'll get into that next week. But I always encourage my kids to be a leader. And so Brielle's very much a leader. She's always kind of been that way. And Ariana's, I say, a follower, but what I mean by that is she's more of a people pleaser. So, which has its good and bad, you know, and just like Brielle being a leader, it has its good and bad as well. I think everybody I want my child to be balanced. And in reading these comments from his teachers, I was crying, first of all. And he's like, are you crying? And I was like, I'm just so proud of you, KJ. And he's like, thanks mom. And then he's like, I said, where are you going? He got weirded out. He's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. And then I hear him in the fucking kitchen. Dad, mom's crying over my report card. He comes back in. I'm like, you're lying. You said you were going to the bathroom and you went and fucking told dad I was crying. He's like, I know I did. But he got so weirded out. He's never acted that way. He was like, so anyways, and then
I think that might be most guys. Sometimes when girls start crying, we're like, oh shit, what do we hug them, do we kiss them, do we give them a shoulder? Like, sometimes it's hard to tell. Like,
it was kind of funny. I was like, I'm just so proud of you. I'm so proud of you, son. Like, I'm just so, he's like, well, I'm very quiet in class, mom. And every time the teacher like I'm saying, when raise your hand, you guys. And I'm like, please don't call on me. Please don't call me. Please don't call me. And she's like, KJ. And he's like, shit. And he's like, and then I try to answer with a stern voice. And I just started laughing. Like, I just wanted to eat his face off. So let me ask you guys this, right? I said to Croy, I want to do something for KJ. I want to do something for KJ. I want it to reward KJ. And this is where we're different, or not different, but like where my parents did a very good job of rewarding. I like gifts, right? I think, like Croy says, we always talk about the five love languages, and your love language tends to be what you got as a child, or how you were raised as a child.
Yeah, I think that has a very big influence 100%. On your love language. But then I also, part of it is just, it is who you are, right? Like how
I'm a Taurus, and we like luxury and, sure. And mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but whatever's ingrained in you or however your, whatever tugs on your heart is your love language too. But I think a lot of it is learned through your environment.
So I said, I want to like reward KJ with something. And Croy was like,
what were you nodding at me for over there?
Say it. Say like, what? You don't feel like he needs to be rewarded. Like well, you said,
so
like,
I said, so I think encouragement, acknowledgement, praise, you know, saying that, just, I mean, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. Very, very good job. Give him a big hug. Give him a big kiss.
You said giving reward is not always a thing to do. They learn to rely on external motivation instead of internal and self-motivation. Right. He was texting me because I was in my office working and right. He was in the bed waiting on me. But so he was texting me his thoughts. And so he's nine. He's a child.
Sure.
Like I'm not, you right. know. I think like Ariana deserves a new car because she has been a straight A student and gave school her all, right? That's a reward, but it's she worked hard without a reward throughout high school. Like, you know, right. like Christmas and birthdays were different, but like we weren't giving her every report card or something because she's grown. She appreciates the praise and knows, and that's just ingrained in her to work hard.
Right.
KJ.
So here's my struggle in a sense that, and I hear what you're saying, and I don't think rewards are bad. If all the child ever get, like a child is learning right now, they're this is where they're the softest, they're a sponge. So every time, every kind of stimuli that they're getting, they're going to internalize that. They're going to keep that as feedback. That's how they're going to learn. And so if KJ says, I put forth hard work, my hard work got me good grades.
Right.
Now, where's my reward? And then if there is no if he gets used to reward every time that
we haven't rewarded him.
No, I'm not saying
card.
We have. I'm just this is just me talking example wise, right? Oh. So if every time a child gets a reward, and then all of a sudden he gets to the point where he's old enough and there is no reward, then he's like, well, did I not do good enough? Then it kind of.
I think he's nine. He doesn't even think like that right now.
Not right now. He's not going to. But you're teaching him.
Mm-mm, wrong.
No, maybe I
we didn't
I
get
know.
Him anything as his first report card or his, you know, this is his end of the year report card with incredible comments.
I think we
you
maybe,
know,
we
excellence.
Give him,
I don't know. Maybe we'll like go out to dinner. We would do something like that. Yeah. But I think he's such an all around just good kid. And, you know, whether you just take him for ice cream or you buy him a fucking new car, it doesn't. I think there's a balance. And I think it needs to be like, hey, you know what? I'm so proud of you with your report card. What would you like to do? Would you like to go get ice cream or what would you want to do for you? Like, it doesn't have to necessarily be a gift, but KJ, he's born in May like his mother, and you know that would be great too, something that he could pick out a new game for his Xbox that he just, whatever the case may be, he has done really well. And I don't think that it's, I think there's a fine line and I think there's a balance, and I think because he is a child, he should be rewarded. And just like Ariana was rewarded, right, as a child, she's always done very well in school and high school. As they get older, I wasn't giving her, you know, Chanel bags every time she got a report card. Sure. or I've never given her a Chanel bag. Yeah. As a matter of fact, it was just an example, but you know, I wasn't doing that. We would go and maybe like back when Juicy Couture was big, I remember her report card being strictly straight A's, and she had the like very similar to KJ at around the same exact age, maybe a little younger, and she wanted to go to Juicy Couture shopping, so she got to pick out, you know, a few items and or whatever, and she probably still remembers that today. To this day, I'm going to ask her. But just things like that, I think it's good to reward good behavior. Just like when you are at work and you do good behavior, you get a bonus. You get maybe a bonus from your boss, or you get a raise. Like, it's no different than that. I feel like as parents, there's a balance again, and sure. I think that not doing anything by just saying, "Hey, great job, son. I'm so proud of you," is great and all. But I feel like, man, KJ, your comments were awesome. You did so great right. This entire year.
It's acknowledgement.
You're that's not, I feel like we should do a little more. That's okay. All.
Yeah.
we're saying the same things. There needs to be.
No, we're not.
Some kids.
You said no. There doesn't need to be external motivation.
It depends. I guess what we're talking about is how much when you say reward, right? Even you acknowledging and saying great job and giving a hug and a kiss is a reward, right? That's a level of reward, but let's say level one. Level zero is some kids, you know, unfortunately, they don't even get the acknowledgement. You know, their parents lack structure or whatever. They're in a terrible situation and they don't even get that, right? They don't even get that acknowledgement or that I love you, son or daughter, or I'm so proud of you. But then you can go to like the max extreme where you're at level nine and he got to go to the fucking park and he got a snow cone and then he gets to go to dinner and we bought him 15 new scooters and like that's the extreme reward where that's too far, right?
So right.
You're saying it right. You have to find a balance of reward. A boss is going to give somebody a bonus, but he's going to give him a 50 cent raise, not a $50 an hour raise. You know, like there's a
level. Hey, you don't know. If you just made your boss $10 million, you're getting $50 an hour, buddy.
Right. The reward should match. I guess maybe what I'm saying is the reward should match the accomplishment or effort, right? Like, I don't know. It's a hard. It's you got to try to find a balance. And that's where parents struggle. That's where, you know, we have to find a balance as parents, as two different people with two different views.
Right.
But I definitely think a child should be acknowledged and rewarded with verbal, you know, great job, physical touch, you know, hug, kiss, you know, amazing. You want to play, who knows? You can let him play video games for an extra hour that day or, you know, there's all different kinds of things you can do. Just trying to find the balance.
Right. I don't think at this point with such a great report card and how hard he's tried and how well. Yeah, I want to buy him a fucking new car.
See, she wants to go to level nine.
Come on down, KJ. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
We're at level one. Kim wants to go to level nine.
Yeah, go figure. But anyways, I cried. He was weirded out. It was quite funny and hilarious, to say the least. Caldrea is a consciously crafted home and body care brand that combines thoughtful ingredients with delectable scents, making caring for ourselves and our home a very beautiful experience. Washing our hands is always one of the most important things that we do. And I know that you guys, just like me, have been washing your hands a ton. It can be monotonous and lead to dry hands. Caldrea can make this way more enjoyable. Caldrea's line of hand care products include both hand soaps and moisturizing lotions that are incredibly effective, thoughtfully formulated, and smell divine. Available in indulgent scents like ginger pomelo and basil blue sage, you'll reach for these products, trust me, again and again. You guys know that I get headaches a lot from a lot of different scents, and these are my favorite scents. They smell really clean and fresh. You guys can get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you buy online at caldrea.com. That's caldrea.com. Visit caldrea.com and add wonder to your washing. Okay, you guys, let's jump on to Black Lives Matter and what's going on in the world today. I just want to know if we've just forgotten about COVID. Is it done? What's happening? Why has nobody mentioned it? I just read that George Floyd tested positive for the coronavirus. He was confirmed with it in April, but he tested positive in the autopsy, so he still had it. Right? Yeah. Otherwise you wouldn't.
Maybe he still had the antibodies, or he hadn't fully recovered. I'm not sure how they go about testing that and figuring that out, but I don't know, but he had it for sure and potentially still had it or had the antibodies.
Well, I don't think that you would test positive in your autopsy or test positive period if it wasn't still active.
Yeah.
So because the antibodies, you're testing negative, you just have the antibodies in your system. Mm-hmm. You would test negative. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting.
Right.
But I found an article, you guys, and I know and I agree with a lot of people that, you know, a lot of people didn't voice or haven't voiced their thoughts and their concerns that, you know, we don't want to say the wrong thing. We don't, you know, want to show our support. Brittany Aldean posted something that I wanted to share with you guys. She's a girlfriend of mine, Jason's wife, and she posted this morning. And she said, I read a post on at Steven's page today. His name is just Steven, at Steven, that resonated with me. Full link is in her story. But public social media posts are not the only way people process how they're feeling. In fact, public posts seem like one of more of the unnatural ways to process intense personal and complicated emotions. People that post less aren't more racist. Let's remember the goal that here isn't to trend on social media or to be the quote-unquote politically correct to our followers. Any quick and easy action like a social media post that endeavors to solve such a complex and systemic issue is probably not going to be as meaningful and effective as action. So if someone's reaction wasn't a tweet or an Instagram story, maybe they're thinking a little deeper. Please don't assume anything from someone's silence and don't pressure them to react like you. In a moment like this, there is no quote-unquote correct reaction. There's only empathy and how it inspires various types of change. And the truth is, if we were able to show a little more empathy as humans, we probably wouldn't be in this position in the first place. I know there's many, many of you who can identify with this, which is why I feel it deserved to be posted. This is not meant to become a debate on my page. I just wanted to let people know that our silence doesn't mean racism by any means. It simply means people processing things differently. I checked on Brittany because she hadn't posted in 5 days.
Right.
And she said this is really sad. She's, you know, having a hard time. And so I just wanted to share that because I found that to be very, very true. I posted a black square to show my support. I had put hashtag Black Lives Matter. Quickly, I received a DM from Saisha Beecham, who was my makeup artist here in Atlanta. And she said, Kim, please remove Black Lives Matter because you're flooding where everybody that's doing it basically is flooding, all the news and all the stuff. So it's not, you know, do Blackout Tuesday. Oh, yeah. So I edited my post and did Blackout Tuesday. And then I got super busy that afternoon. And then I checked my page that evening and I had a lot of comments where even though I edited my post, it's still on the Black Lives Matter page basically. Mm. So still flooding it. Right. So I had to delete the post and redo the post, which I did.
Right.
Well, then people came after me and said, you have a fucking 30 minutes left of the day and you're just now posting this. So I had a lot of people say, well, she doesn't have to post at all. She's showing support regardless. She has children and a family. Well, I responded and said, I already posted. I archived the black square, the original one, instead of deleting it. I don't know why. Obviously there was a reason, but so I was just so many comments about how I don't support. So I pulled it back out of archived and I said, you guys, I posted this morning, but it's like everybody's so quick to judge people and so quick to you know, if you don't do what they think you should do. And social media is a very dark place in my mind today. So I think that there's a lot of positive to it, and I think there's also a lot of negative to it. So anyways, I wanted to find an article for you guys and that you guys can also go and read, and then you'll be able to click on some of these links that I'm going to talk about here in a second. And it's nicethat.com, and it's basically /news/resources supporting Black Lives Matter movement creative industry. This is where the article is from, and I'm just going to pretty much read verbatim to you guys. It's nice that is the website, but it's going to be a list of resources for supporting the Black Lives Matter movement, lots of petitions and funds and charities to donate to. So if you head to their website, you'll be able to see that. What were you going to say, babe?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So a week on from the brutal killing of George Floyd by white police officers in Minneapolis, it's almost impossible for many of us to even comprehend the pain and anger that many in the black community are feeling right now. I will say this. Just because one police officer or four police officers, doesn't make every police officer a bad apple.
Right.
Period.
Right. Or does it make anybody who's not black a bad apple?
Right.
Right. Like they're not. They're a reflection of themselves. That's
100%.
It. Their thoughts, their action, they reflect their own thoughts and their own selves. Like they weren't acting on behalf of everybody not black.
Right.
They, you know, so
100% right.
They were acting on behalf of themselves and their own thoughts and their own motivations.
We can't even begin to comprehend the anger that the black community is feeling right now, both in the U.S. and around the world. The fact that for many, this doesn't represent a watershed moment, but instead it's something that's dealt with on a daily basis, only serves to deepen the anguish. There's nothing we can say that hasn't already been said far more poignantly by countless others. So instead of rehearsing those thoughts and sentiments, we want to use our small corner of the internet to share sources, to amplify black voices and to support the demonstrations currently going on in other ways that we can. Below, you're going to find a link, which I'm going to read to you guys, of different charities, funds that you can donate to, organizations, books and articles to read, and petitions to sign. For those of us in privileged positions, as they say, or positions to help, this is a time for two things. In the short term, action, including everything from signing petitions, which I've done a ton on Instagram, and people have made it very, very easy to do that. You just add your name. They've done all the paperwork for you, basically, and filled everything in. Joining demonstrations to donating the bailout funds and following Black community organizations. And then in the long term, education, learning how we can support, become better allies, or just generally further the cause. We hope the list below provides a useful starting point for those, both of these, but it's just a starting point. We'll be updating it, so please get in touch with any new suggestions or if you feel that they've missed something. For those of us who are privileged enough or blessed enough to work in the creative industries, we need to recognize that our predominantly white sector, they said our own company is no exception, benefits from the Black culture every day. We all need to redouble our efforts to support Black voices and artists starting now. And finally, for those of us based in the UK, it's important we don't pretend this is an American issue alone. Our records in this country on institutionalized racism and systemic injustice makes for grim reading. Also, you guys, if you have any thoughts on how they can improve their article or have anything, you can email Matt at ma@itsnicethat.com. Whether with new suggestions or what have you. So these are some charities and funds that they recommend. Black Lives Matter is a big one that a lot of people have donated to. The Bail Project, the Liberty Fund, Reclaim the Block, just to name a few. Petitions to sign Justice for George Floyd is a big one that I actually even signed as well. There's some more below if you head to the website. There's some books and articles that you guys can read. Anti-Racism Resources for White People, 75 Things White People Can Do for Racial Injustice, Ways to Help via Black Lives Matter, Why I Am No Longer Talking to White People About Race. There's a bunch. Dark But Days by James Baldwin. Don't Touch My Hair by Emma DeBerry. There's a lot of them. You can watch and listen to Angela Davis on intersectional anti-racism. Code Switch by NPR. And people and organizations to follow as entry-level activists, Color of Change, We the Urban, Equal Justice Initiative, just to name a few, you guys. And here are some guides and tools how to protest safely during a pandemic. Again, on the website, you guys, they're all these links to educate yourself, research, donate. Tools for quickly scrubbing metadata from images and selectively blurring faces and identifiable features via Everest Pipkin on Twitter. Head to their website. I think it's really, really knowledgeable. It has a lot of things. I think a lot of people don't know what to do or didn't know what to do or where to turn. And and my goal here today was to bring the knowledge that I've learned and researched for you on ways that we can help. And that website makes it very easy to do that. With currently no NBA, NHL, or MLB, you might think there's nothing to bet on. Well, you'd be wrong. Our exclusive partner, BetOnline, still has hundreds of events, games, and props to wager on, from their online casino to poker and blackjack, as they are bringing the Vegas to you. Missing the NFL? No problem. BetOnline has live daily Madden NFL 20 simulations you can wager on, and NASCAR is back. If you're into entertainment betting, you can still bet on stock prices, the weather, and even the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. And if you're an MMA fan like me, UFC 250 is coming up June 7th. Make sure to stay tuned to this podcast to hear former MMA star Chael Sonnen and BetOnline's Dave Mason talk all about things UFC 250, including all the latest betting lines, all open 24 hours a day and all online. Visit the website or use your mobile device and join today to receive your new welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online wagering solution. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One, BetOnline, to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. There is so many protests going on. Tens of thousands of people poured into the street, big and small. Los Angeles, Atlanta, Philadelphia, Miami, New York City, to say enough is enough. Many of the protesters stayed up well into the night despite the curfews. Atlanta had a curfew 9 o'clock. On social media, there's videos of smoldering police vehicles in Seattle and Philadelphia. In Minneapolis, where Floyd died on Monday, he was pinned to the ground, obviously, by the police officer Derek Chauvin. More than 4,000 National Guard soldiers were called in to try to restore order during the fifth day of unrest. There's just chaotic images of the U.S. cities flooding social media. they have people feeling helpless, but there are ways that you can, you know, again, fight against police violence, help the cause of racial justice, and support the broader Black Lives Matter movement. Donating to Black Lives Matter is a big one. I think a lot of people have done that. So,
yeah. Well, you know, I think a couple of things here and a couple of my thoughts. What has helped fuel this continued issue in systemic racism, I think, is assumptions, right? Like people throw out assumptions that some of us, everybody's racist, right? Or all white people are racist.
Right.
And we're not. There are millions of us that care and want change and are with you and support you and want to help fix this problem. Like you said, the four bad apples, that is a direct reflection of them and their own thoughts and their own motivations. And that should not be a reflection of the grand scope of things. The late night terror in the streets. That's, you know, I understand people are angry and that's they're showing their anger and they're taking out their frustration. But in doing so, you are destroying black businesses.
Right. You are destroying. There was a gentleman in, was it Minneapolis? No, San Francisco. Where was it? I can't remember what you told me. He had worked 30 years, African-American gentleman, 30 years, had his own business, and it was burned to the ground, with and he has no insurance.
Yeah. You know, people at late night hours are destroying what we have as a community, and we want to have a community of without colored lines, without racial lines, and so as a community, we have to build together. And so 100%. You can't go around destroying what the community has built. We've all paid our taxes. If you're a tax paying citizen, we pay our taxes to build the infrastructure, to build the businesses, to be there. And then you're tearing it down. And so, it's unfortunate that some of these businesses are to people that are they're standing out there with you, right next to you, and then you're going and destroying their business. And they can stand there next to you because they have a source of income and they have a way that feeds their life, and they would not be able to stand next to you if they didn't have a business or a job. So that's a very sad thing to see. And it's just, I think it's only added to the pain and the negativity instead of getting this to the positive and just being people, you know, and having compassion for everybody. The biggest way you can help is if someone needs help, help them. Have compassion to somebody. Treat people with respect. Treat people with kindness. And just approach the world as it's
kind.
We're all people.
Be
we're
kind,
all people, right?
You
we're
know,
just,
like
we're all people. And so don't put stipulations or put people in groups or cliques or whatever. It just we're people.
And you don't know what people are doing behind the scenes. They're not sharing. What I will tell you is going on behind the scenes, that it was very disappointing that Tracy showed me, was the Kroger in Buckhead here was just completely demolished. The whole kind of section there was.
Yeah.
And I saw parents. I saw a mom and a daughter. She must have been maybe 12 at most.
Yeah.
I saw people running out with Newport Light cigarette cartons, which is what I used to smoke. I recognize those. Pharmacy. I mean, just destroying. Taking Aquafina and Gatorades, just going to the parking lot and throwing it so that when all of this was over, they had something to drink, I guess. I don't know. But just destroying. Destruction.
Yeah.
And just robbing store after store after store after store.
Yeah.
I
don't know. It's a very sad thing to see and witness. And like I said, we're
demolishing your own city.
Yeah. But I do.
And vote. You guys can also vote. That's a big thing. You know, there's 10 places now. I'll have to pull it up. I think Kylie posted yesterday or something of the keep going. Sorry. Yeah.
No, it's okay. I do think we're in a great position to create great change right now. And we need to keep pressing in that direction for right. the positive, for the good change, for the change in policies, for the change in punishments, for you know mm-hmm. they're how people who have these philosophies and have the racism and are racist mm-hmm. and if you act and destroy life or destroy whatever, your punishment is going to be quite severe.
I want to also acknowledge our police officers that do an incredible job every single day. I also would not want to be a police officer today.
That'd be a struggle. And yeah. some of the, you know, again, it's just where I understand anger, I understand frustration, but I've seen pictures of people standing in front of a police officer spitting in his face.
Mind
blowing.
And
it's not him. You know, it's not.
He doesn't speak for all of the police officers
right.
in this entire world.
Right.
And you can't encompass that. You can't.
Yeah.
Say just like you can't say that everybody that's white's racist. Mm-hmm. You can't. There are people that are.
Right.
There's African. There's blacks that are racist. It's
prejudice,
not one
yeah.
prejudice. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah. There's not. It doesn't encompass everybody because one bad apple.
Sure.
You know, that's my point. So, you guys can. It's time to vote. I guess it was yesterday, right? Was it yesterday to vote? You could Washington, Indiana, Iowa, Maryland, Montana, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Dakota, and Delaware. The voting was yesterday. And I think that was what people were pushing, which I thought was great because yeah. a lot mm-hmm. of people, you know, yep. get so caught up in all of these things and mm-hmm. then they're unaware of that.
Right.
I just, you know, sending all of you guys lots of love, light, positive vibes. Please be kind to the people in the world. Please, if you don't have anything yeah. nice to say well, on social media, don't say it at all.
This all, and I'm not comparing Instagram bullying to racism. There's two different subjects.
Yes, correct.
But at the core of those things, it's hate.
100%.
It's anger, it's hate, it's darkness, it's negativity. And that's, if you're spreading hate, you're spreading negativity and you're feeding that garbage. And that's where it needs to stop. All like the people get online all the time and you're ugly, you're fat, you're stupid, you're an idiot. But it's just that
crazy.
Has to stop. That has to stop. Racism has to stop. Negativity has to stop. And we, unfortunately, social media has, you know, it's a double-edged sword. And I've said this for a very long time. There's a very good thing to social media. It's a very positive thing. It's helped many businesses grow. It's helped our businesses grow. It's helped spread positive things. But then there is the dark, dark side of it that has totally blown up and magnified negativity. And, you know, that's, we have, you know, my opinion, again, these are my opinions. We have to approach the world with positivity, approach people, treat people with positive energy. That's kindness. That's empathy. That's understanding. If you have a difference with somebody, it's acknowledging that and coming to a common ground.
Right.
You know, like we gotta.
I challenge you today to do something nice for somebody, whether it's pay for their coffee in Starbucks drive-through, open the door for somebody, smile at somebody. I challenge you to do something nice for somebody. If we all are kind, can you imagine what a better place this country will be in?
Yeah.
Let's try to be kind. That is my positive segment for today. Literally,
keeping it positive.
Enjoy, people. It's our positive segment.
Turn that frown upside down.
Is to do something kind for somebody and stay positive. Also, remember, you don't know what people are going through.
Don't assume. Just
don't assume.
Assume.
I always say, when you assume,
ever.
You make an ass out of you and me.
Yeah.
Don't pass judgment and don't assume you don't know what somebody's going through. If somebody doesn't open the door for you, maybe they're thinking about something else and it wasn't intentional. Or if they cut in front of you, you know, maybe you don't know if they're in a hurry or they have somebody in the car that needs to make it to the hospital. I mean, I could go on and on with these analogies. You don't know what you're going through. I challenge you also to read The Game of Life and How to Play It. I've handed that book out to so many people. I sent it to so many people. That book is a book that I open every day, especially during this time, to stay on track with my thoughts, my feelings, what I'm putting out into this world, the energy that I'm putting out into this world. And it's important to remain positive and stay kind. I feel like you have to give a little bit of effort every day. Read a little, you know, get The Secret on your phone to encourage you, or any other app, whatever. Open a book, to a random page, and read it just to keep yourself moving. If you're feeling stressed at this time and incredibly depressed, I'm sending you a million hugs, first of all. But I do think The Game of Life and How to Play It will help you remain focused. Also, I do believe rewatching The Secret a zillion times, you're going to pull and find something new from The Secret. It was put out in like 2006. These are just ways to try to stay positive and keep yourself focused and motivated with all of the stuff with COVID and all of this going on now. I mean, it's been months of a new life for all of us. It's a whole new, different life that we're living in, from working from home to, you know, I mean, there's just, yeah, it's changed for so many people.
Yeah.
Our show will not be airing until October.
That's the newest update.
We just got a phone call yesterday from Bravo. Due to COVID, they have been unable to shoot and film any shows. So rather than have it out in July as planned,
they're shuffling shows
so that they have content to put on the air for you guys. I was really sad. They knew I was sad, but I get it and understand and respect the fact that, you know, everybody's had to make changes. So makes me very sad. But I tell you what, when October comes, it's going to be amazing. And hopefully this whole country will be in a better place.
Yeah, that's what we want. That's ultimately the bottom line, is what everybody wants is for it to be better, improved, more positive, better policies.
You know, I follow Allison Holker on Instagram. She was on Dancing with the Stars with me, or she was like one of the professional dancers. She's married to a black man who works on Ellen.
Okay.
And they did this thing yesterday, like, raise your hand if you've somebody's, let me just pull it up. Hold on, because I want to make sure it was really interesting. They do these like TikToks. I couldn't think of
all
it.
Right, yeah.
They do these TikToks, and this is kind of, I think, one of them that was like, hey, raise your hand if, you know, somebody...
finger down if you have been called a racial slur. Put a finger down if you've been followed in a store unnecessarily. Put a finger down if someone has crossed the street to avoid passing you. Put a finger down if you've had...
Anyways, you can go to Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, Holker, H-O-L-K-E-R. He put his finger down every single time.
Mm.
She didn't. So I found that very interesting as well. Like, you know, it opened my eyes a lot. I never thought about that.
Right.
As far as somebody, you know, crossing the street so they didn't have to pass you.
Right.
Or, you know, what have you. Like, it's, yeah I mean, it's pretty intense. So anyways, okay, you guys, thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of House of Kim. I'm giving you all a million hugs, and we will be back next week.
Have a great one.
Thanks for listening to House of Kim with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Catch new episodes every Wednesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
All right, guys, now I am joined by possibly the longest reigning guest that this program has ever had, Dave Mason from Bet Online. Dave, let me throw you in a weird direction that I wasn't planning on going, but something just popped in my head, and while I have you here... I'm not telling our fans that BetOnline is taking this action, but just for fun, if you had to venture, does Mike Tyson return to competition? Yes or no? What do you think? Does Mike Tyson box again?
Oh boy, you know, we actually had some odds up on that. So we are taking bets on Tyson. You know, Tito Ortiz, your old pal, was chirping. So we put some odds up on that on a boxing match we have, I think, Tyson at -500. Normally I would say no, but in the current state of things with all these charity things going on, you know, the past week when we saw the that golf event that was so good and raised so much money, and we got awesome action on it with Mickelson, Tiger, Brady, and Manning going at it. So with all the charities, you throw that into it, I wouldn't be shocked. If it wasn't for this COVID stuff, I'd say hell no. But with all this charity stuff and all sorts of creative content getting out there and people just hungry for content, I know Bare Knuckle wants to bring him on for a fight for 20. They're offering 20 million or something, which is absolutely nuts. So normally I'd say no, but with all this COVID stuff, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. I saw some pictures of him. Holy hell, he's jacked, man. He's in great shape. And of course, everybody saw him hitting that bag a few weeks ago. And my Lord, I felt sorry for that bag. He looked as strong and as powerful as ever. So, you know, if he does come back, I'm sure it's going to be, you know, some kind of special, you know, special rules and everything. I don't think it'll be an all-out brawl. I don't know. Of course, bare knuckles, if he fights there, then there are no special rules and not even gloves. So I would like to see it. What the hell? And you know, from booking something like that, the action would be off the charts. I was never in the industry when he was fighting. That was before my time in the industry. So that's one thing I always would have liked to have seen, all that Tyson money coming in. Because whenever he fought, it was an event. And sometimes maybe it's not the best fight or the best game that gets all the action, but the events that's on news, that's on SportsCenter 24/7, that everybody's talking about, i.e. Mayweather versus McGregor. Those are the ones that Super Bowls that happen in August that the sportsbooks just love, because it's like all of a sudden, the third week of August, all these people are piling back in when they weren't the year prior. So if Tyson comes back in any kind of competitive fight, oh my God, I can't imagine the action coming in. So I'm rooting for it, man.
And, you know, I'm of that same school of thought, and so many people are saying, well, you know, he's 53, don't do it, and he's bad things. But I think you brought up an interesting point, which is, well, wait a second. What if we do manipulate the rules? What if all of a sudden it's a two-minute round, and there's a 90-second rest, just by example? Oh, and by the way, it's only scheduled for three or four rounds. I think that greatly does change the potential embarrassment factor, if you will, the intentional injury factor, if you will. And then what if we throw him in there with somebody from his era? I mean, coincidentally, Vander is now coming back. Coincidentally, yeah. Briggs would like to fight again, who's also, you know, just north of 50 years old. I think I'm with you. I think there's something special there. Even those videos that Mike's putting out, 8 and 10 and 11-second clips of him shadow boxing or hitting mitts or, to your point, hitting the bag. I love that stuff. Those stuff's 11 seconds. I wish it was 11 minutes. If Mike Tyson's doing something, I'm compelled to watch.
100%. Like I said, it's an event. I just remember watching those fights when I was a youngin', you know. I think it's back in high school and when he was on top of the world. And even back then, you know, all my buddies would go over to somebody's house who had HBO, I think it was on back then. We watched the fights, and I don't remember anything else that we really gathered for back then. And that was way back when in the 80s. So absolutely, I would love to be on this side of the counter for a Mike Tyson fight, even if it did have special rules, because the hype would be just off the charts, which I love the events.
All right, so speaking of ferocious fighters, let me fast forward you next week, pay-per-view, only on ESPN Plus, world champion and the without question greatest female fighter of all time. Well, I'm talking about Amanda Nunes. She's putting the strap up against Felicia Spencer. Felicia Spencer, I would argue for you, had her greatest performance even in defeat, and that was against Chris Cyborg, where I think she opened everybody's eyes and shocked us to not only her skills but her heart and her durability. Nunes versus Spencer. I'm a week early on this, but I don't get to talk to you that often, Dave. How do you see it?
Yeah, I mean, you said it. She's the GOAT. Amanda's just incredible. I mean, you know, took out Ronda, took out Cyborg, two KOs right there of two of the other people, that women that would be mentioned in the GOAT conversation or debate, which I don't think it's any close to a debate anymore. It's Amanda all the way. But yeah, Spencer, I mean, I watched that Cyborg fight, and I was like, oh my God, what's this lady gonna do? That's a looks can be deceiving thing. Because she went in there, and you know, Cyborg's all jacked, and Spencer just looked like, I don't know, you took her out of a PTA meeting or something, and holy hell, man, did she battle? Did she impress the hell out of me, man? She might not be the most skilled fighter out there, men or women, but I don't know if there are many people, men or women, with a bigger heart than she had. Holy mackerel, did she open my eyes in that fight. But Nunes will just be too much, and I think. I mean, if Spencer beats Amanda, that will be the ultimate Rocky story right there. But, you know, Nunes, she's just on another level with her striking, ground game, ground and pound. Everything. I don't see. I mean, the odds are reflective. Amanda's minus 550 favorite. The take back on Spencer's plus 420. Even despite the high odds, the public is on Nunes, which is kind of, you know, the public in fights usually bet that dog. And, you know, we still have a week and a half of action yet to come in, so that could change. And by fight night, we could need Amanda. But as of now, the better's on Amanda, which tells me something, too, that people aren't really giving Felicia. What I do know is every parlay will be keyed on Amanda, along with O'Malley. Yeah, those two will be keyed on, like, every other parlay that weekend.
Yeah, oh, I fully agree. Look, there's always something special when Sean O'Malley is present. I mean, it's just a reality. He brings something. Simon Cowell likes to talk about the it factor. Sean O'Malley... Yep. Has the it factor.
He sure does. Oh, man. I mean, this his look, his interviews, but he backs it up in the ring. Of course, you know, he's not that tested yet. You know, he's going to have a good test next weekend, which is great, fighting a cagey old veteran like Eddie Weiland. But man, that O'Malley, he just is so dynamic and striking. Just one of those guys, he's going to sell a lot of tickets, man, watching this kid over his career. And how big did he look in his last fight? That's the thing. You know, he just looks so much more muscular during that time off when he fought that last fight. He looked huge in that last fight. I couldn't believe he was made weight at that weight class, but he made it easy, and he looked great. He just put on a lot of muscle, and he was ready to go, and he did his thing, and next weekend I can't wait. I mean, I think that's the fight I'm looking forward to most on that card. He against Weiland, so I'm really looking forward to that, pal.
I fully agree with you. All right, Dave, thank you for your time. You got anything else you want to get off your chest?
Lots, but, you know, I know you're quick on time, but come on over to betonline.ag and bet the fights and all sorts of sign-up bonuses. Get your free plays and bet on the fights with house money at betonline.ag.
Boom. Love it. Thanks, Dave. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Take care.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.